Good evening, Steele.
Good evening, Dave.
Whoa, holy crap. What's going on?
Dave, a chill has arisen.
Like from a grave or where? Where has it come from?
You know, from another world, it feels. It's difficult for me to tell the exact origin. All I know is that every hair on my body is standing at attention, and the spirit world has never felt closer.
That could only be for one reason. We are on the line with someone that lives in Las Vegas. Are you?
Yes.
Hey, Jordan's here. It's Jordan. How you doing,
I'm
Jordan?
here. I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
Are
I'm doing all right.
all the hairs at attention on your body as well?
Oh, goodness gracious. If I had any hair on my body, it would be.
Oh,
Yeah, he's half Filipino, Dave.
well, and he lives in Vegas. They wax there.
Yeah.
A lot of
Well,
waxing.
yeah. It burns off from the heat from the sun.
Now, this just came to me because of just the feeling that we're having on this call. What if tonight we do a spooky songs theme? What do you guys think?
Oh, Dave, an auspicious theme. Let's do
Werewolf bar mitzvah, that's what I say. Spooky, scary.
Boys becoming men becoming
That's
wolves.
right.
Guys, can I tell you a spooky
So,
story?
guys, oh, please do.
So I was just in Anaheim, California. There you go.
I'm already frightened.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you go to the haunted
No,
mansion?
that's the thing. I'm too scared. But Jack Bangeter, who lives in LA, he came down with his friend Angie, and they came specially to Anaheim because they wanted to see Knott's Scary Farm.
Holy
Ooh.
crap.
Yeah. Apparently, by day, it's the family-friendly Knott's Berry Farm. But
Yeah, I've heard of that.
come October, once the children leave at night, it becomes transformed into Knott's Scary Farm. And
Oh no.
it's like an enormous, scary place. And they said, "Hey, Steele, do you want to go?" And I said, "No way. I hate being scared." So they went without me. And we were all staying in one big hotel room that had the family set of bunk beds. And so they came back late at night. And lo and behold, I woke up the next morning to an enormous skull in my bed. Bright
Whoa.
pink
Oh,
skull. It was a huge plush doll that Jack had won in some carnival game, and they placed it in
jeez.
my bed as a way to help me experience Knott's Scary Farm as well. It was awesome.
And did you actually defecate in the bed when you saw it, or what
No, I had
happened?
already done that. That's my 6 a.m. ritual, so I'd already. But I would have done it twice if I could have. They have room service, Dave. That's what it's for, right?
Yeah. There's people that are getting paid to clean up after you, certainly.
There's a pooper in room 881. There's a pooper in room 881.
Oh boy. Oh dear.
So, guys, last week we carved pumpkins in my house. We
Nice.
made them into jack-o'-lanterns. And so we turned out all the lights, we lit the candles, and then I told my whole family a spooky story. So I've been telling my girls for the last couple of years, around Halloween, I tell them a story about a Halloween when I was young, and it always features my fictional younger brother, Carlos.
Oh boy.
And Carlos keeps getting like this last week he got killed by a giant chicken. So there's always something terrible that happens to Carlos. And it's super spooky.
He's like the Kenny of your family, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is entirely original steel. Come on.
Okay, sir. Jordan, anything spooky in your past?
Oh, well, I did work for a few nights at one of those haunted houses, you know, that they put up.
Whoa, you did?
Yeah.
What was your job?
So the first night I was, my job, I just put on a wolf mask and hood in a dark, hid it in a dark corner,
You'd
jump
be
out at
one. You'd
people.
be a terrifying wolf.
And then the next couple nights I was, they had this elaborate setup with a table. And so it was like you'd lie down on the underneath, and so half your body would be above the table, but the rest of it would be underneath. And then on top of the table, they had fake guts and like fake legs. They were supposed to be your guts and legs. And then there would be another person, another actor that would come and be pretending to, you know, like go through your guts or whatever. And then you were supposed to, you know, ooh. So it was a tableau. And then part of it was I had in my other hand you had a bottle of water, and so when the other person would hit your guts or whatever, you're supposed to spray the people with the water.
Nice.
So that's basically that was it.
How come you only lasted a few nights?
Well, back then they only put up the houses for like a week.
It was the whole season. You did it for the whole season. I got it.
Yeah, well, like half of it. Yeah, and then and that was it. But now you know they put them up like in early September.
Yeah,
or they have some here in Vegas that are open year round.
I think that's Bellagio, Vegas. Right?
Yep.
Circus.
Jordan, I was I was hoping for a pretend amputation is what I was hoping for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would have been – they should have hired you to write it, Dave.
No, they blew it.
If only Carlos were around with Minishape.
Jeez. If he was still in my life, I'd be so grateful. But that chicken, it was a really big chicken.
Like a kaiju chicken.
I don't know what that means.
Puyo kaiju. So Godzilla, Mothra, King Kong, arguably. These are all kaiju.
Wow.
It's like the giant monsters.
Okay, so it's a kaiju chicken. Makes sense.
Yeah. You guys want to know what its death call is?
Yes.
It's this. Magak!
He'll never forget. That's the last sound Carlos ever heard.
Was he swallowed whole by the chicken or was he pecked to death?
Well, what usually happens is me and my other brothers and sister run away. And then we can't find Carlos, and he's nowhere. So we just assume it's left to your imagination what the chicken did to Carlos.
Yeah,
but happens I'm off sure screen. It was terrible. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of Blair Witch kind of thing, you know?
Right. Right.
Dave, what was the death call again? I'm not sure the listeners caught that.
I think they did. I honestly I don't want to frighten them too much. Like people might have to turn this off. I do that once again.
Well, let's get into the music then. Enough of this bagaca.
All right. So spooky songs. I think you can approach this a number of different ways. But I'm ready. Are you guys ready for my first song that will make you feel spooky?
Born ready.
Ready.
Okay. So I picked Interpol, their untitled song off their first record.
What's creepy about that? Or spooky?
Jeez. Tough to please.
Yeah.
So eventually when the vocals come in, Jordan, he sings, "I will surprise you sometime. I'll come around." It's just the dark ambiance of it. Like if I was to witness a murder, I think it would be very likely that that song would be playing in the background.
Okay.
The only time I've ever been voluntarily scared was in college, really. I experimented a little bit with fear, you know? I think everybody does in college, you do some experimentation. I didn't like it, so I haven't really tried it much since. But one of the scary moments was not actually my own fear. We have a friend who was deathly afraid of driving down mountain roads. So we went to Squaw Peak, we're driving back, and then I started playing this song really loud. And he just freaked out.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
It just gets weirder and weirder. And we have our friend, Jordan. I think this may have been the happiest I'd ever seen you in college, Jordan. Our friend was cowering in the middle seat, just absolutely terrified, covering his face, saying, stop, get off the, stop driving, stop the music. He just wanted everything to stop. And we were just laughing uproariously.
Wait, who were you scaring? Who was it?
Did you pull over and let him out for a minute? Or
I don't remember. I don't think so. That would have been too kind. Yeah. It was Mark Ellison.
Oh, Mark Ellison.
It was dark.
Yeah, it was dark. But the band actually that made me feel kind of pleasantly scared was Monkey Grinder. Do you remember these guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And this was...
Yeah, that was one of my favorite Halloween memories, us going to a Monkey Grinder concert together. Yeah. Those guys are fantastic.
Here's a short taste of Monkey Grinder.
Carnival. It's the last time I swing this trunk. Last night the master's drunk. Chains are rattling in the distance. Monkeys swinging from the bars. Come on in.
Yeah.
Their best song was called Welcome to Hell, Here's Your Accordion. And it was awesome because they had an accordion player. And he, like, the guy would sing it, and then he would just whip out a sweet accordion solo.
Yeah. They had two one time.
What?
They had two accordion players. Yeah.
Dang. Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
They always used to play at the Freedom Festival in Provo.
That's right. Freedom. Nothing like fear and freedom to go together.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, so we're just amateurs. Give us a truly spooky song.
Okay, so this is, I don't know if you remember, but back in our youth, there was a video game that was kind of revolutionary called Doom.
Oh,
you
I remember.
Ever play that?
Yes.
Remember
Doom? Yeah. The God
Super
Code.
Scary. So
recently, I think last year or the year before, they redid it. They remade Doom.
Wow.
I haven't played it. I've seen footage. It is one of the most gory, if not the goriest games I've ever witnessed. Almost too gory for me. But yeah, it's pretty gory. But the soundtrack, Alan sent me this sort of like a TED talk of the guy that did the soundtrack, and listening to how he did the music and created it and all the things that he did was amazing. It's just amazing. And so I listened to the soundtrack, and this song in particular I thought was pretty spooky.
Okay.
BFG Division. And if you know Doom, you know what BFG stands for.
Big Friendly Giant.
Right.
There's another like 7 minutes of that.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
Wow.
Isn't that the song that plays in every movie that takes place in Eastern Europe when they go into an Eastern European dance club?
Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah.
That's Hollywood's idea of what Croatia is.
Yeah. Well, that's always scary because you know what always ends up happening to the people that go into clubs? Bad stuff.
Bad stuff.
Yeah. Ben Diesel usually kills them.
Stay safe, everybody. Stay out of Croatian nightclubs.
I mean, we've done okay so far, but if you want to amp up the spookiness all the way to fear, I have a song for you if you're ready.
Yeah.
Now, with this song, I'm going to tell you, after we listen to it, I'm going to tell you a completely true story afterwards, okay?
Yes.
We're going to play Phil Collins in the air tonight.
This is Andy Heitz's favorite musician. Just want to shout out to my old drum instructor. Spooky. Industrial.
Just wait for the wet drums a little later. Fantastic.
Right now it sounds like he left his metronome machine on.
He did. Because he's dead.
So I'm going to set the scene for you guys. Phil Collins was a young man.
Mm.
He was at a lake.
Mm.
He knew some other people at that lake, and the sun was going down, and he looked across, and he saw a man grab another younger man and murder him right in front of him. He forced the man under the lake and drowned him.
Oh, my goodness.
And Phil Collins remembered this. You know, it was a very scarring moment, and he knew who it was who'd done this. But just the fear kept him from ever reporting this crime. So he, years later, he channeled the fear into this song and he wrote it. And the first time he played it live, he invited this man who he knew through some family to come to his concert. He sat him in the front row. He turned the metronome on and he looked this man right in the eyes and he started to sing this song. And he sang. He looked at him the whole time. So this man knew what Phil knew. The murderer left as soon as the song was done, and he went home and he hung himself.
Oh my!
Completely true.
So Phil Collins murdered him with a song.
Yeah,
that's spooky. That's really spooky.
Yikes. I mean, we should just stop because I win because Phil Collins. If you can murder with a song, that's just cool and spooky, I guess.
Wow.
All right.
Well, I've got another totally true story to tell you after I play my song then. This one is by the great Screamin' Jay Hawkins, and the song is I Put a Spell on You.
Whew.
Here's the story. 35 years ago, Screamin' Jay, he's on tour. He visits Yellowstone. He's like, I'll just play a show at this quiet, sleepy bar in Idaho Falls, Idaho. The show, his magnetic charisma, his personality, attracts a lot of people, including one particular woman who just couldn't keep her eyes off Screamin' Jay. Screamin' Jay introduced himself after the show. She said, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. Screamin' Jay and this woman had a passionate love affair, but Screamin' Jay said, hey, I got to move on to the next town. And she said, that's all right. I'll never forget you, Screamin' Jay. He moves on to the next town. You know, 9 months later, this woman has a child, and this boy grows up. And 20, 30 years later, he'd always wonder who his father was. And then he visits the website www.jayskids.com. He finds that he has more than 60 other siblings fathered by Screamin' Jay all over the world. And this was how our friend Spencer discovered who his true father was. He's a son of Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Wow. That's the origin story. Right. That's
also completely true, right?
100% true. Ask Spencer next time he's on the show.
Okay, we'll bring it up.
Amazing.
A terrifying song. The following story, not quite as scary as what I did. But Jordan, you are the spook master.
Oh boy.
So how are you going to finish us off here?
Okay, so this is a old song.
Yes.
And it's pretty spooky to me. It's called Here Comes the Boogeyman by Henry Hall. And it's supposed to be a children's song, but to me, it's terribly spooky.
Have you ever met the bogeyman before? No, of course you haven't, for you're much too good, I'm sure. Don't you be afraid of him if he should visit you. He's a great big coward, so I'll tell you what to do. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can. Just pretend that you're a crocodile, and you will find that bogeyman will run away a mile. Say shoo shoo and stick him with a pin. Bogeyman will very nearly jump out of his skin. Say buzz buzz, just like the wasp that stings. Bogeyman will think you are an elephant with wings. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Tell him you've got soldiers in your...
So that song always kind of reminds me of that one scripture in Mormon scriptures of the Doctrine and Covenants about what to do should you meet an angel or a resurrected being or something else more sinister. Reminds me of that, this is what you should do, children, if the boogeyman comes into your room.
You know, I was starting to feel like truly and honestly spooked, and then the strings popped in and I was like, oh, whew. It just totally deflated the situation for me.
But that song could definitely be, it probably has been in a horror movie at this point. It is terrifying.
Yeah, I'm sure it has been.
The song I just played happened to come from the soundtrack of the movie Jeepers Creepers. So apparently it was on Jeepers Creepers. There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, that's one of my, I like that one a lot. So there you go.
All right. So there's some spooky songs for you guys out there. If you want to get scared, just listen to those six songs over and over again. Or you have a spooky party you're throwing, mm-hmm. Boom, done. Playlist is there.
Yeah, that's another good one. Jeepers Creepers.
What's the matter with those?
Where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get those? There you go. My dad liked that song.
Hey, who was it that... So someone had like a ton of ideas for spooky songs. Jordan, do you want to talk about any of these other songs that are spooky?
Oh, yeah. So I just started making a list, just kind of like brainstorming, you know, and I was talking to Rose too about it, and we started making like this list. And so a lot of them, like there's classic Halloween songs that you got, you know, you've listened to every Halloween.
Thriller.
Michael Jackson, Thriller, right? Yep. Obviously. The Monster Mash.
That's what Laurel suggested too, right away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course. There's some classical music that people associate with Halloween. There's Night on Bald Mountain.
Oh.
You know that one from Fantasia?
Uh-huh.
Where the big demons in the mountain. That one. was Dream of a Witch's Sabbath from Symphony Fantastique.
Oh, boy.
Jordan, what's your take on Edvard Grieg, Mountain King? Is that a spooky song?
I don't know whether that's spooky or not. I think I put it on the list initially, or I thought about it, but I guess it could be spooky. There's a Oh Fortuna, Carina Burana. That's like epic, you know, with the big choir and everything. There's Bach's Toccata in Fugue in D minor. Yeah, everyone knows that one. Nobody knows the name. Everyone knows that's the organ one.
You're forgetting the classical, the great piece of classical music by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Okay.
A Nightmare on My Street. That's one of the old classics.
On My Street instead of Elm Street.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's also the classic scary TV and movie theme tunes.
Oh, so many. Jaws.
Halloween.
Oh, yes.
The X-Files theme song is pretty spooky. How can you not be creeped out by that?
Yeah, whistling is spooky, just inherently.
And if there's extra echo, that's also a way to make stuff spooky.
Extra, very. There's a Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a classic.
Yep, anything Tim Burton made, like Beetlejuice, that's kind of spooky too.
All of them. Yeah, Coraline, all of them. So you guys saw 2001: A Space Odyssey, right?
No.
Oh yeah. What?
I know.
Yeah, multiple times.
Okay. Just ignore
me. You know the part, the very beginning. It's played multiple times. You know the very beginning part when the ape-like creatures are the bone goes flying into the air.
Yeah, yeah. The dun 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 dun. That one.
Oh no, that's not thinking about. When they first see the monolith, when they're in the moon and they see the monolith.
Okay.
And there's like that music and it's like. It's like
yes,
that.
Yes.
That's really creepy.
That is.
Jordan, you're the best guest we've ever had on this podcast.
It's called Ligeti's Requiem. I had to look that up, but that's really creepy. But then, you know, there's other kinds of creepy songs too. Songs about murder, I thought, or songs with creepy subject matter. The one that I always used to listen to as a kid was the Beatles' Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Yeah, that's a bit
which
macabre.
Is a serial killer. Yeah. Serial killer. But it's dressed up in this kind of peppy facade or whatever you call it. Same vein, you know, Warren Zevon's Excitable Boy.
Yeah, that's a terrible content.
It's like this happy, kind of really upbeat music, and then the story of the song is just horrible.
Yeah. We always end the show with a question from a listener, and tonight is no exception. This is from Carson from Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Carson says, I like the idea of guar. And am, in fact, a musician myself. I'm thinking of starting some kind of terrifying-themed band. What are your suggestions?
Well, the first thing that catches my ear about that question is he likes the idea of guar, not necessarily guar itself.
Yeah.
That's something I think we all can agree with. I don't know any of their music whatsoever, but I like the idea of people dressing up in funny costumes and playing music.
Yeah,
so you've got Slipknot does that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, huge fan.
There's Kiss, I guess, is like the classic example. Well, there's a few different ways you could go.
So
I guess you could make an argument that bands like Cannibal Corpse are wearing costumes, although I think they would, I don't know.
Here's the thing. When I was in junior high, probably, guar had played a show at the Roller World roller skate rink in Boise, Idaho. And I didn't go, but the rumor or the legend was they were forever banned from the venue because they flooded the place with fake blood. And just based on reputation alone, guar was like this word of mouth legend at my junior high / high school.
So I think that your dream's appropriate. Get some musicians together. So really, you want a theme. That's what you need. A theme that I like is artificial intelligence overcoming humanity.
Nice.
So robot suits, your robots, and you're terrifying because you want to destroy humanity. You're against me. So that's my suggestion.
My suggestion would take a page out of the guar book, except take it a step further. And the step further is only book venues that are in fact roller skate arenas. So refuse to play somewhere unless everyone in the audience is capable of renting roller skates. So like you'll only play shows at roller derbies or roller skate arenas That's the first step. Second step is there's nothing for me personally more terrifying or more like soulless than the profession of dentist, of dentistry. So if you're not already balding, shave, like cut your hair to make it appear as though you're balding. Grow your hair out maybe 8 to 10 inches long. So it's kind of longish, but still balding. Get some just like normcore dad glasses and just perform as dentists. That's a horror themed band right there.
What I think,
excellent suggestion.
Yeah. One suggestion I have is play with expectations. If you come out wearing scary makeup and all that stuff, it's not going to be scary. But if you come out wearing Birkenstocks, cargo shorts, you know, maybe surf rash guards or bowling shirts, or, you know, floral print Hawaiian shirts, stuff like that, you know, socks with the Birkenstocks, you just look like total weirdos.
Headbands.
And then just play the heaviest, just play the heaviest, hardcore, darkest speed metal you can. That would be great.
That would be so good.
That would be terrifying.
So there you have it. Take those suggestions to the bank. Get your band together. Any name suggestions, guys?
The Dentists.
No.
Or no, I better, Dentistry.
Yeah, the whole Dentistry. Mine, Robots of Dawn.
Oh, that's good.
It's from Isimov. I took that from Isaac Asimov. I mean, yeah.
I like Asimov better. He's the robot. He's the robot heir to Isaac Asimov. I will supersede the master. I am Asimov, a robot of Dawn. All right. Well, that was another episode of Theme Songs, Spooky Edition.
Good night, everybody. Stay scared.
Yeah.